But Marcus Taylor and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Real Wealth, and we have with us this morning Ashley Franco. Ashley, how are you?
Doing good. It's good back to be back in the town area.
Absolutely. Haven't seen you in a while. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. My little baby's growing.
How old is he now?
He's 5 months. He's about 18, 19 pounds.
Wow.
But after you carry him a while, it's about 20, 25 pounds.
50.
Yeah. Just weighs on you. Yeah. But other than that, he's doing good. Rolls over both sides. He's very opinionated about his food. So you got to make sure you give it to him right away.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to feed himself. But
very good. So everyone's doing well.
Yeah, really good.
How long will we be back here in the country sunshine listening area?
Just for the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Amy Shipley as well.
Good morning,
Amy,
Aaron.
Amy, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Tell me about your weekend, Amy.
Well, we did a lot of cleanup here in Adams County. So we're just, we're tired, but we're all safe and okay. And so that's good.
There were storms Thursday morning, which I think most people are aware of. There were storms, again, Saturday morning. A lot of damage, but everyone's safe, right?
Yes, yes. A lot of trees, mostly houses.
Yeah.
Yep, but everyone is safe. So
good deal.
A lot of good help.
All right. Power's back on?
Yeah, power came back on Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Boy,
thank you to REC.
You did a
good job.
You know, a lot of people have done a lot of work
with
the storm, so absolutely. Yep. I have to say that I enjoyed our title for our conversation this morning, from first steps to future planning. So Amy, set this up for me.
Oh, you bet. Well, I know that both of you know, and I know as well, that when you have a baby or a grandchild, your whole life changes, right? I mean, just in an instant, you go from not being a parent to being a parent or being a grandparent. So whether that's your first child, a grandchild, an adoption, it's just one of those milestones in life that changes your perspective on everything. And, you know, suddenly you're thinking about things that you never really thought about before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
absolutely.
I know. Instead of thinking about yourself and your own world, all of a sudden you shift your priorities and you think about, wow, I've got another life that I'm responsible for here. And you start thinking about the future. You start thinking about your finances. You start thinking about how are you going to protect their life and your life. And today we're going to talk a little bit about financial planning perspectives that can emerge for both new parents and new grandparents, which we have here in the studio audience right now.
Ashley,
a new parent, and Aaron, a new grandpa.
You bet.
So wonderful.
Okay. So Ashley, from the perspective of a new parent,
your
firsthand experience too, right?
Your life just gets so much fuller in a ways you don't expect. I'm sure everyone can kind of relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
It just builds, and you didn't know something was missing till they come along.
Exactly.
So,
right.
Like Amy was saying, your priorities shift quite a bit with a baby, whether that's, hey, gotta make sure they're fed, diapered, all that great stuff, to maybe once they're a little bit older, are they taking the right steps, and how can I model all of the right steps for them as well?
You bet.
Oh, and we're going to kind of focus more on like the financial side, because there's the big questions of, hey, how do I save for them? Or, hey, how do I make sure that I can, in my retirement, I'm not dependent on my kid, and I'm not going to be a burden to them. So it's kind of a flip-flop situation there.
Mm-hmm.
So many new parents kind of begin asking questions like, hey, do we have enough emergency savings? Is our insurance coverage enough? How will childcare affect our budget? Is mom going to go back to work, or is she going to be a stay-at-home mom? And are we financially prepared for the unexpected? Because life happens.
You bet.
It really does. And then it's that time in life where having a baby's not really cheap anymore. I don't know if it ever was, but they'll have medical expenses. You have maternity leave, perhaps paternity leave to consider, taking time away from work, changes in household income, as well as responsibilities that shift, new monthly expenses that come up, diapers.
Oh, diapers.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not using cloth and washing by hand?
At night, we use the cloth diapers to kind of cut it down because he usually just wets them instead of the whole mess. Yeah. So that's a little bit nicer. But then housing or transport. Hey, if you had a sporty car, maybe that doesn't fit the car seat
anymore. Doesn't work quite so well anymore.
Yeah. No. So one area that really becomes important is life insurance. Hey, and this is something you'll want to think about, but what if something happened to mom or dad? How will the other parent either replace their income, either pay off debt, or kind of survive without the parents? Because most households now are kind of that dual income, which is 30, 50 years ago, that was not necessarily the case. Disability coverage, same thing. Again, at work, you get in a car accident, now you're paralyzed. As if you were a manual laborer, that totally shifts how you're going to go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And then legacy planning documents. Again, God forbid something happens, who's going to take care of your little ones for you? Is grandma and grandpa able to, or are they young enough, still fit, and be able to chase a little five-year-old around?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to have to say, hey, maybe my brother and sister? Because if you don't choose, the courts will choose for you. And that might not be who you want.
Absolutely.
And then beneficiary designations. Again, saying, hey, I had to do this. I had to kick off my siblings, and I had to put Aiden on there. I was like, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So, and many families also discuss guardianship and planning for the first time. Hey, is that godparents actually going to be taking care of them if something were to happen, or is it your siblings? And the conversations aren't easy, but they're much and very important. And fingers crossed, if you have them, it's one of those things that'll never come up.
Right.
Fingers crossed. But if you don't have them and something happens, you sure wish you did. And the other challenge is competing priorities. So before baby, here most folks having babies are on the younger side, and kind of starting off on life. And that might be, hey, we just got a mortgage, or hey, we're still renting, but we're looking for a little bit more stability and want to buy a home. But as kids cost a little bit of money, that competes priorities.
Yeah.
So that's whether saving for college, hey, paying down debt, maybe have some bad credit card debt that you're young and dumb, but now you gotta grow up, or build those retirement savings so you're not dependent on your kids, and then kind of having just that financial freedom for your current needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that, mom guilt or what, I gotta do this now, right now. But you have time to kind of spread things out, and having kind of a checklist or saying, hey, 1 month at a time, we're going to hit one of these things. It's much more manageable because you got at least 18 years with this little fellow now.
Those are all big grown-up decisions that you just discussed, from life insurance, disability, time away from work, planning, college, debt. I mean, these are big grown-up decisions that now, with a new one, everything shifts, right?
Yes.
So, but as a grandparent, though, Amy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's new, but it's a little different considerations, right?
It is.
So talk to me about grandparent perspective.
Well, as a grandparent, you also want to be involved with your kids because it's still your child having a child, right?
Yep.
And you have to kind of balance, telling them what to do in letting them make some of their own decisions too. So it's a little bit of a different kind of shift there. And for a lot of people, you start thinking about legacy and long-term family impact. So grandparents often start thinking about how they can support children and grandchildren in meaningful ways. So some of that support might look like assisting with childcare. So grandparents a lot of times are still working too, while their children are having children. Fortunately, some of them are able to assist with childcare. And that can save a family a lot of money and also be very rewarding for the grandparent. But it's also something that children need to think about. Should they put their grandparent in that situation?
It
can be expected that, hey, mom and dad are going to take care and provide in-home daycare, but maybe they're not ready to quit work and watch a grandchild, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things to think about. A lot of emotions can come up with what, you know, children are expecting their mom and dad to do to help out with the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and dad are thinking, well, I've already raised my children. I'm not going to raise my grandchildren. And you know, Aaron, what surprises me is that in today's world, a lot of grandparents are helping raise their grandchildren and doing a lot more financially for their children. And so it's just something that we need to, think about, counsel about. And so we have healthy relationships with our grandchildren and our children through this transition. We know a lot of grandparents want to help with educational savings. They want to help by providing financial gifts. They want to help during that busy or challenging time in their kids' lives. And, you know, like we kind of touched on, we need to have a balance between that generosity and your own self-preservation. Mm-hmm. I think of myself in a few years, I hope to be in that situation and have some grandchildren, but I'm not going to be able to stop work and mm-hmm. go be a full-time babysitter because I'll still have to maintain, you know, my own income, my own life or health insurance, things like that. So a lot of retirees today, too, will spend a long time in retirement. So they just can't stop and shift their spending towards the grandchild they've got to preserve their own retirement a little bit. So those are all things that, you know, we like to help our clients through and think about. When they have a new grandbaby, it's an exciting time, but it's also a time that you really have to balance so many priorities, right, Ashley?
Yeah, so much, and so many different expectations, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Don't assume. You all know the saying about assuming. It's better not to assume.
So it is it's a different shift in perspective for grandparents as well when you become a grandparent, without a doubt. Okay, so Ashley, let's talk about planning together. So generational planning, what are we talking about here?
This is kind of the fun part, kind of that legacy planning. And we're lucky enough at our firm, we'll see and help people with their legacy planning. And they'll say, hey, I have this new grandkid and I really want to help them. But how can I do that? One, in the most tax efficient manner. Two, what's going to be easiest for them to access. And then three, I don't know how this grandkid's going to turn out. Do I want to give them full control of this money right now? Oh, they could be a little hoodlum, and everyone's expected to have their little hoodlum areas, but
but not Rio.
And not my little baby. I have a feeling he's going to be pretty ornery just based off his daddy. So, but kind of we then think about, okay, here, what are some of these vehicles that we can use to save for our kids or our grandkids to help out? One is, hey, a simple savings account to say, hey, I want my kid to kind of, grandkid or my kid to kind of learn about saving and that compound effect.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, interest rates aren't bad compared to even like 6 years ago in the 2020, they were low. Oh, so a savings account, the nice thing about those pros, completely flexible, super simple to set up. Things you could think about is, hey, at your local bank or maybe a high yield savings account online. Both are great options. Maybe you're a little bit more educational based, saying, hey, I want to give these my kids a good start on their education to do well for themselves later on. A good one for this is a 529 account. I was listening to a podcast the other day. They were saying about half of Americans don't know what a 529 account is.
Mm-hmm.
That is a educational save investment account for your kid. Key difference here is you either you who opens the account are still the owner. So you could open one for your little grandbaby. You are still the owner and have full control of the funds. Yep. Just your little grandbaby is the beneficiary who could use the funds if you so allow them to.
Okay.
And 529s have opened up quite a bit to allow traditional school, vocational school, and we're seeing a big pendulum shift to saying, hey, welding, technical, those manual skills, plumbing, HVAC, can be used, funds could be used for that, or even in high school, maybe they're going to go to a private education system. You can use the funds inside there. Key benefits of a 529 is, one, you're paying money. Let's say we do one for your grandbaby right away. Mm-hmm. That's 18 years before they're going to have to access the funds. That's a huge time horizon. And college expenses or just educational expenses are on a one-way track. We say healthcare and education are kind of outpacing inflation on everything else.
Yes.
So that's a great option for them. Other one is if you are the account owner, you get a tax benefit too. Iowa is great. They offer a tax deduction for being able to contribute to a 529. So that's great. And then key thing is if the kid does use it for college expense, all those earnings, kind of like a Roth, are completely tax-free to them.
So it's a great thing.
It is great.
Really, it really is good.
Very efficient. The other one is to say, hey, I don't want to give it the kids now, but when I pass away, I want to leave a big bequeath or benefit to these grandkids. And we can do that by saying, hey, I'm going to focus in. I'm going to use my money, so to speak, for my retirement first, and then what's left over, give off. And then you can say in your will, hey, these are special wishes. But again, key thing, check those beneficiaries. Always never hurts to double check those beneficiaries. So families can always benefit from legacy and estate planning, checking those beneficiaries, insurance coverage as mm-hmm. well, educational planning strategy, saying, hey, I think he's going to go a four-year. It cost him $50,000. I'm estimating here $50,000 to do that. How are we going to pay for it? Is the kid going to be responsible for it? Or is I, as the parent, going to open a Pay Plus account? Key thing is, and I always like to mention this to people, is you can borrow for education. You cannot borrow for retirement. So it's just one factor to keep in mind.
Yep.
And then long-term retirement goals. And like Amy said, communication matters. If you assume, hey, grandma's going to watch my little grandbaby while I go to work, and she's planning on going to work, that's a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So having clear conversations on expectations, boundaries, and priorities can help avoid misunderstandings and just help the family dynamics go very well well. Because everyone's excited when there's a baby involved. Everyone wants to be involved and see them grow up and support them in the best way possible, whether that's financially, modeling, saying, hey, this is right or wrong, whether that's, hey, watching them, or, hey, on the weekends, maybe for an hour or two, we can go to Grandpa's house.
You bet. All the above. You can do all
yes.
those, right?
Oh, my. Yeah. What a fun time, oh, isn't gosh. It? It's just full of joy.
It's good, but there are some big grown-up conversations mm-hmm. and decisions that yes. need to be made along with that. So was Amy Shipley with us and Ashley Franco from Milestone Financial Building Rural Wealth. So wrap this whole thing up for me, Amy.
Oh, you bet. Well, I think just what we touched on today with everybody is how clear communication and setting expectations mm-hmm. is really a great way for everybody to get along in this new, exciting, wonderful time yeah. of life.
Even with your parents, but also your partner. Yeah. That's a key. We kind of missed out on
yes,
that.
Yes.
Key roles. Talking about them before the baby's born, after the baby's born, because you're all kind of just assuming what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I love that Ashley brought up that you have 18 years, you know, that you can save and plan for your child. So don't wait until it's too late to start. Yeah. Just start a little something right away and, feel a lot more comfortable about your child's future by just helping them with savings,
mm-hmm.
maybe helping set up an educational 529 account yeah. or something.
Let compounding work for you.
Absolutely.
Use the sixth wonder of the world. Mm-hmm. Let compounding work for you.
Yeah. So, you know, we are happy to help people when they have questions about, well, what do I do? Where do I start? We are here every day of the week, Monday through Friday, just able to answer some of your questions and help you through some of those steps that, you know, a lot of people aren't thinking about when a new baby's born. And we don't want you to think about them on day one either. You need to snuggle and cuddle and love and enjoy those firsts. And
you bet.
And then just put in the little back of your mind that we're here to help you.
You bet. How can they reach out to you, Amy? What's the thing to do?
Absolutely. We would love them to call us at 712-623-5726. Or they can always visit our website at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Make it a great day.
Thanks. We will. Thank you.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives.